Okay, we're ready. Okay, I'm just going to ask the questions and you just tell me what you know. First of all, tell me your name and your name.
I'm Vena Courtright and I was born a baker.
Uh-huh. And a baker local family.
Yes. They had at the college tree over there. Did you read all about that? Several months ago, it's what I call the baker tree. There was several articles in the paper in April, I think. And it was my father's great grandfather that planted the tree when his wife died. But I'm one of those, but because there's very few of us left.
Oh, and where is the tree?
On the college campus.
And what kind of tree is it?
Locust, I think. Well, I'm not sure. I should know. They did make a plaque and for it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to take a look at it. Where is it?
The men's dorm is kind of on the back of the hill.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get to it from 12th Street. And it's really right in front of a building.
Oh.
I think it's the dorm there.
And was father and your family associated with the college?
No. That was the cemetery 3 years ago.
Oh, it kind of came over the hill?
It was the cemetery was at College Hill when they built the college where they dug everything up and took it to the LeGrand Cemetery.
Really? What an interesting piece of information.
Well, but everybody knows that. Yeah, I suppose. And so my great-grandmother was moved to the LeGrand Cemetery.
Oh, really?
But they did lose the tree. They, which at one time my sister said that they were wanting to take it down and made my aunt extremely mad, but they did leave it.
So is Bakers and they were LeGrand people, or were
This man lived in Upper LeGrand, up there by C or B. They aren't sure, you know, where he lived. But my father was born under a bush on that. But that's what he said. And I've always, now I wonder, I wish he'd show me the bush.
Right.
After it's too late. But his parents lived in Somerville, or out of Somerville, but close.
Oh, where did they live?
Do you know where Glenn McKenzie is? Well, it's the next road north.
Oh, yeah, that's Barron's Corner Road. I think.
It's, well, I went by it yesterday when I was in the cemetery, and going towards the mountain, it was on the left. And was there one more house after that, before the corner?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's Barron's Corner Road that goes on the corner road. Oh, I know where it is.
It's a white house.
That lives there right now?
I have no idea who lives there now.
Okay, there's the Campbell put there. You know,
I don't really know. I don't know which Campbell. I know Campbell.
Yeah, Rocky Campbell and Diane live.
I don't know them.
Well, they live... Okay, you're coming from Somerville, and you make that turn and go onto the road you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Somerville's here, and you come along and you make the turn. And Emery Oliver lives right there.
Yeah, you turn at Emery's house to go down the road.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you go down, and there's no house for that first part. There's no house. Then there's a road, Slack Road is there.
Yeah.
And the next house is a Campbell house. Roddy Campbell's mother lives there. And then you go on, and there's another Campbell house. That's where the young Campbells live. And then after that is a Baker house on the left. Is that the house?
I was wondering if it would be the Campbell House, the first one that you talked about. It's a white house, and there's a red chicken house there. And there's a,
huh.
a red barn.
There is
the,
a red barn.
The house has a small porch, and the house faces east.
Oh, that's the Campbell House.
And it used to, they have built onto it. They used to have a porch, you know, a wraparound, I think they call it, front and on the side.
Oh, that's Rocky and Diane's house. Oh, so, but there's bakers that live in the next house.
Oh, really? I don't think there are any bakers that, you know, with the last name Baker that is around anymore.
So that's where your dad lives?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
And, yeah, and then you go on down the road to the corner, and you would turn right down a lane,
mm-hmm.
and that's where my mother was raised.
Oh.
And Mama was about 9 1/2 years younger than Daddy, and he was at her house the day she was born.
And what was her name?
Landman.
Oh.
You know the Landmans? Probably Billy Landman's the only one around, but Arla Bingaman is a Landman.
Oh, yeah. And what was your mother's name?
Effie.
And she was a sister of those guys?
A sister to Billy Landman's and Arla's father, Iris.
Oh. Yeah, the Landmans did have land up on Pumpkin Ridge, but I think they...
Well, they moved up there. They were there first. Irie bought, I guess, my grandfather's place, and then later he did move up on Pumpkin Ridge.
Oh, so you're a local girl.
I used to be related to everyone in the valley, but not anymore. There's so many people around.
Uh-huh. Well, you're related to the Bingamans, then.
Well, just Arla. Just Arla, really, and her sons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marjorie Jarvis.
I do know Marjorie Jarvis, just vaguely.
Oh. Had,
well, now, did you go to the dry creek school?
I didn't. I lived here in town.
Oh.
I was born here.
Did you?
No, they would have gone to... the Grange, the Pleasant Grove Grange school.
And that
school.
Was school.
Uh-huh.
Where the Grange is now.
There was a schoolhouse there.
Oh, and it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. There's a schoolhouse and the Grange Hall. I don't know when they built what, but...
Because I've been involved in getting the Dry Creek School on the National...
Oh.
Which it is on now.
Uh-huh. Now, Marcy Jarvis may have gone to Dry Creek School.
Yeah, that's why I know.
Because Rel and her sister, Ines Fries,
was a teacher there.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, see, both of them, their mother was a baker. Their last name was Woodle.
Oh, yeah.
And, but their mother was a baker. My dad's sister. They were a baker.
Oh. I'm not going to be able to keep all this straight. I'll have to listen to it.
This is my son, Jay, and you're Vicki what?
Correll.
Down at Somerville, you know her. Her kids go to Imbler school.
You live out there?
You do.
Oh.
He knows a lot of people down there that I don't know anymore.
And you live in
Somerville?
Yeah. Well,
no, in
Imbler. In Imbler, oh.
Block over.
Block.
Oh.
Do you have kids
in
the
neighborhood?
Yeah, my wife has.
Oh. I was told that you were real involved in extension and 4-H and a lot of stuff like that.
Well, yeah. I did. I think my mother-in-law took me extension when I was first married.
Oh, really?
So, and I was married in 43, so that's probably, I don't know if I started the first year or when, but around the middle.
And how many kids do you have?
Four. Three boys and a girl.
And they're around here?
My daughter's in band, and I have a son in Louisiana.
Oh, my.
He farms. He has a herd of cows, and then he's a U.S. Marshal, and he's a pilot.
Oh, my.
And he takes illegal aliens back home.
Oh, really?
So he's, and it's a daily job of flying these.
Down to visit
him? Well, yeah, I have. For a while, we went down every year and they came up every year. And then money got tight and I didn't even see him for 6 years.
Oh, really?
And that was kind of bad. Yeah. But I haven't been down there, I guess, for 2 years. And I don't know if I'll ever fly alone. I didn't. I'd go alone and get along fine, but I don't know if I would.
So where in Louisiana?
Colfax. It's about the middle of the state. It's just a half hour from Alexandria.
Oh.
And Alexandria is pretty the biggest place around there. I was wondering if it was the capital of the state. It might be.
Oh.
It's a long ways away.
Far away from
Dad. And Jay is always lived in the valley, and my oldest son Larry has always lived here too.
So you farmed out there by Hot Lake?
Uh huh, 3 miles north, Hot Lake.
And so what kind of farming? Wheat farming?
Some. We had, the first year we were out there, we had peas, fresh peas.
Oh.
Were they fresh that year? They might have been seed peas. And a beautiful crop. And we had peas and hay. Oh, really?
Well, that's funny.
Yeah, in the middle of the day. Our place was right across the road where Ladd Creek met Catherine Creek, not far from our house, and it flooded every year.
Oh, it did?
And that's why we bought the place. It had flooded, and so we got it cheap.
Oh, yeah. How much did you buy?
$240. Uh-huh. And 80 acres was across the road, and it flooded every year.
And it still does.
And it still does. And it really only flooded on my side of the road once, which was just 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh.
And it was up on the, halfway up the second step on the front of the house. And it was about, maybe 10 feet from the garage at the back of the house.
Oh.
It was built up. Or a little rise or something. And a surveyor told me once he didn't think it would ever come in the house. And it didn't. But twice the road broke, and then the roads were built up as levees.
Oh, yeah.
And they broke twice, and then we had water on the side. We didn't want it, but it didn't, they got after it and pumped it down pretty fast.
So did you go into farming right when you were married?
Yep, we got married and went right out there to...
And did you know you wanted to be farmers?
Heavens no, I didn't. Alan knew nothing but farming.
Uh-huh.
And
I could fry chicken and make a lemon pie, and that was the extent of my cooking. And then we were married the 23rd of April, and then in May and June, well, probably June, we were helping the neighbors. Alan worked for the neighbors putting up hay,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd come help us put up hay, and then I would cook for them. And I really learned to cook that summer.
That first summer you were married?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You
just taught yourself.
Well, yeah. I had a wood stove and no bathroom. We just had an outhouse. And the pump was the side of the house. And I would go out and carry 2 buckets of water
wow.
at a time. And... you know, that was our dishwater and everything. And then later we did get a hand pump in the kitchen, but that was harder for me to pump because I had to get a chair and down on it instead of this.
Uh-huh. It was like one of those.
Those old pumps. But our well was an artesian well, and the pump out there had a longer handle, and it just worked really easy.
So when did you get?
In 1949. I had 3 kids by then, and Gail, my youngest, was just a year old when we got. And we had a bathroom all built ready for it. Yeah, we had the year before that had an old Delco set of batteries that it was a second hand, and at night it would run out of juice, and you either had to go start it up again or go to bed. And in the deep winter, of course, you didn't want to go out there and start that old thing up again. So, yeah. He's stinker. He's friendly.
So I don't get the Delco battery thing like that.
There were a lot of them. I don't know if there were 12 or 9 or what.
And that was your life. So
that was just for a year, though.
Oh.
The other years, we had kerosene lamps, and we had a gas lantern that I didn't like to light it. I did. It was more scary to me.
Uh-huh.
It was much better light than the kerosene lamp. So.
Oh, yeah. So when did you get a rural electrification then?
Well, in 1949.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So that's the same time you got water in the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Raised 3 kids without water in the house.
Boy, that's hard to do.
It's fun to talk about, but man, you hate to go back to it.
Yeah, it was. Hot running water is really important.
It sure is.
Yeah, well, we moved out to where we are. We didn't have anything. I mean, it was just bare ground. And we had an outhouse, too.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband, you know, he is like going back to the land and all this stuff. And I said, I'm not moving in that trailer till we have hot running water. That's it. That's the bottom line. The outhouse I could do, but not without hot running water. So he did it.
Well, and they don't like it any better than you do, so.
Yeah. Well, he would have done it probably if I hadn't.
Eventually, anyway.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, I guess, so you were real involved in, what I was wondering about was, stock show.
My boys, as soon as they were 9, they had animals. They had sheep. And, of course, they tuned the stock show and the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we went, too.
So, but I'm wondering about, what that was like out there at Union back then. I mean, were you involved in building those barns and doing
that? No, we weren't. We missed all the building of the barns, I think.
It was all done, of course.
Yes, well, they have added to it, but, you know, since then, too. But then my kids were probably out of it by that time.
Because they just did, actually. They just did build a new swine barn.
Well, and they didn't they build something new? Well, they do have a show ring inside of the building that wasn't there. The kids always showed outside.
Oh, is that right?
Rain or shine.
Oh, yeah, they do have a show ring.
Uh-huh, that wasn't there. Yeah, Alan was a 4-H leader for years and years, and then Harvey Carter, people around here all knew Harvey. He's from Levant. He was an assistant leader to him.
So what kind of 4-H did you guys?
They did sheep, you know, animals, and then I had a sewing group, little girls, for... So I got my daughter through.
So.
And they were, you know, took them to the fair too, and so did Gail with her sewing. That's the only place they had it. And they modeled on the top of the, oh, the buildings where they have produce down below, you know, and they
at the fair
there were steps going up to one of them anyway, and up there is where they had their style shows and whatnot, and it was oh no, they have it out by the small stage.
Oh yeah.
And it was blistering hot up there in the afternoon. Oh, yes. But it was nice when they quit doing that. Well, it was nice when they built that 4-H building.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was really nice.
When did they do that?
I don't know. They probably, Gail modeled up there at least one year. I don't know if it was two or not, and then probably they built that building.
Well, it's funny, those things are there and they're so needed. You wonder how people did without them before that.
Well, it was pretty rugged, really, because it was so hot. It was just you know, tin and no insulation of any kind.
They're just standing on that tin roof.
Well, not the roof necessarily. They had a floor and then the roof. But the roof was probably just tin, you know, on the sides. And they were inside. Oh, yes.
They were on like a flat roof.
No. I think those stairs are still there, but I'm sure it
was. And it was on top of the produce building.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do stuff at the fair now?
Yeah. I work in the textiles building. I'm in charge of the textiles, and I have for I have been for about 20 years, I think.
So you just arrange things.
And well, and you enter them, mm-hmm. And then the judge comes, and they're all judged, and then you make your room look pretty. And then you just babysit the room.
So how do they pick the judges? They come from out of town?
Yes, they do. You know, Christine Corbett's the manager of the fair, and she gets the judges.
So who's Christine?
My sister-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, she's the manager there for well longer than I've worked there.
Oh, really?
And
for
the whole fair.
She
grew up in 4-H down in Willamette Valley, and knows a lot. She had cows, and she gets the judges, and you try not to have the same judge from one year to the next, and. But they do come back, you know, after two or three years. I enjoy working there. You see people. Well, at first, the first year or two, I saw my relation that I hadn't seen for a long time.
Really? Like bakers and stuff?
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. I really do. And you see a lot of people, and some you haven't seen for 20 years.
Yeah,
and
it's probably
or longer. It is.
Yeah. We the junior class at Imler always does the booth, the entrance.
Oh.
You know, they have that concession; they get paid to do it. The money they have to pay for. So of course the mothers end up doing it. So it was fun doing that because you see a lot of people through the gate. But I'd like to work in the textile building sometime. That would be fun.
Well, just maybe any time. 2 years ago, I guess it was, I entered all one day from 8 o'clock till 8 at night.
You took entries?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I came home and ate my supper and had chest pains and decided, well, I did stay home. I didn't call a doctor, but I went the next day. But I knew I couldn't go back to the next day, so I called a gal to go and help me, or to help, and called the girl that I worked with, Sharon Holstad, and I went to the doctor. The next day I go every week, get my blood pressure checked, and so I told the nurse what had happened, and I ended up in Boise that afternoon.
You did.
They put in 2 stents. You don't need it.
Well.
But, so I haven't...
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, it's going.
I haven't, well, the next year, which was just last year, I guess, I knew I couldn't work there and all the entering and whatnot, and so I got other people to do that, and I did go babysit the building a time or so.
That was
like
4 hours.
Yeah. And so I intend to work this year, I hope.
Well, if you need help.
So really, if you want to, well, I need to write down your name and telephone number. I do have Ellen and Sharon Holstad that she has, she's the clerk, and she's not going to be there this year. And there is another girl, I think, you know, she's worked in 4-H quite a bit, and I think she will clerk. So just maybe you would be a good one. Would you want to come and help while the judge is there? And
sure, I'll help there whatever you want me to help.
Well, I'd like you there while the judge is there, and when they do the room, make it pretty, especially. And then after that, all it takes is just, you know, being there.
Uh-huh. Sure, I'll help.
Oh, neat.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, that's the end of that problem.
So, well, let's see. What else?
Yeah, we got off the track a little bit.
See, there's all these subjects that they have.
Oh,
farming,
boy.
Ranching, business and small industries, religion, medicine, healthcare. I guess I could ask about medicine and healthcare. Of course, you've seen the hospital change a lot.
Oh, I have been a pink lady up there for 26 years.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh. And I have seen it change drastically.
And it's still changing.
Oh, when I first, I give the patients juice. I'm the juice lady at one day a week. And when I first was up there, there'd be 70 patients.
Oh, yeah.
And or more, and they'd it'd take you a long time to get around to that many patients, and a lot of times they wouldn't have rooms for them, and they'd be in bed in the hall.
Oh yeah.
And that was kind of too bad.
Yeah.
And then now I don't know if 30 would be average or not. See, they well, every day, instead of the 70. But then, see, in those days, you stayed longer when you had babies.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed 10 days for all of my kids. Well, maybe Jay would. I didn't stay probably about 8 days. But you had surgery while you stayed a week or two.
Yeah.
And now there's surgery.
Yeah.
They have the, oh, how they go and they have surgery one day and they go home right after it.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's where it cuts it way down.
Usually there's only about 30 patients.
Well, I'm just guessing that that's average.
But do you still bring them juice?
Uh-huh.
So you have a pretty good idea of when
Huh.
Wow, that is a big difference. But the hospital is way bigger than it was then.
Oh, yes. They had, well, on the ICU wing, it's one that goes that way. That used to be a surgery.
Uh-huh.
And then the medical upstairs, now the med surge is all on one floor. I mean, the patients are all together there. But then, if they're going to be in there very long, if they get a hip replacement, they're 3 or 4 days, and then they put them downstairs. And
for recovery.
And
they stay a while.
Well, shorter than it used to be.
I can't believe that hip replacement. It just sounds really terribly traumatic.
They have a new way of doing it, which when the hospital auxiliary women did it, went to Portland, had it done, and she said, I could have walked out of there that night, but she didn't, but she was only there 2 or 3 days, and instead of having long incisions, why, she's got some little short ones. I don't know if there's 2 or 3. I do, you know, Medicare dictates to them how long they can keep people there, and I've seen people go home that had no business going home because the Medicare said so.
Oh, yeah.
Or insurance. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's not right. You need to stay there until you're ready to go home. No, the doctor says so.
Yeah.
And I hate to see that.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, the thing about moms and babies, I think it's nice to be able to lay around after work.
I think especially if they've got a little kid at home, they need a little more vacation than just have it and go home that day. 10 days like we did it was way, way too much. And for my first 2 kids, they wouldn't roll up the bed.
Oh.
You had to turn over on your side to eat.
Why?
I have no idea. They just probably thought it was bad for you.
Oh, it was some medical idea.
I guess so, because they did not, you know, roll up even the bed to eat. And then after 10 days, they come say, come on, get dressed, go home.
Uh-huh. And you've been laying there.
And you've been laying there for those 10 days.
You walk around
Not till you go home.
Really?
And I went to my mother's, and I could walk, but I bumped into the cupboards.
You were kind of dizzy,
off your balance. Something.
Hmm.
Now, Gail, she's 5 years younger than her oldest brother. Why, I would get up. The doctor told me I could get up and walk around, and you could sit up and whatnot, and but one old nurse there, she didn't approve of that, and she says, you've got to remember, you've got 3 babies to take care of.
Isn't that funny? And now it's just so much the opposite.
And you feel like it's, but you know, these girls look, I think that they are more capable of getting up than we were, because of the anesthetic, maybe.
Oh, well, you had some.
I had ether.
Oh, so you were just out when the baby came
home? No, well, I was one, but he came bottom first.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a whole 20 minutes that I couldn't account for, and I thought that was probably the reason. But the others, I knew when I'd had a baby.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
And did they give you your baby right away?
No. Well, Jay had problems, and he was about the color of my house and year. he didn't, well, they said he'd tried to cry before he was born and sucked in a bunch of stuff. And I knew I'd had a baby, and the doctor wasn't saying one word, and the baby wasn't making any sounds. And, he told the nurse adrenaline. Well, I thought, well, my kid has heart trouble. They gave him a shot, but they did have the bassinet beside me, and they put him in it. And when the doctor, well, when the doctor passed him to the nurse, he was just blue.
Oh.
And he had made one little funny squeak.
Oh.
He hadn't cried, and they put him in the bassinet, and then they built blankets up around him so I couldn't see him.
Oh.
And then the nurse would look in and say, oh, he's pink now, oh, he's pink, he's doing fine. And I thought, lying. So that's the only time that, I don't know what they did to the other kids. Probably the bassinet was there somewhere, but I don't think I saw them until really later, or maybe just a glimpse of them on the way to the nursery.
Oh, did you nurse your kids?
Tried to. I was too nervous. I just knew I was starving them.
Oh.
And so I did for a month or two each one.
But they needed more.
Mm-hmm. They needed more than what, and I think I was just too, I was so scared there wouldn't be enough, but there probably wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. We do that to ourselves, don't we?
Oh, I sure did. Well, and then too, Larry and Dennis are just a year apart.
Oh.
And, so when I was trying to nurse the new one, why, the youngest one should have been fed too and was running around, and it was too much.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty busy. Gail was, well, Larry and Dennis a year apart, and then there's 3 years and Dennis and Gail.
Oh, yeah.
And three little kids and trying to, well, and they were all born in May and April. So then you had eight men to cook for in June, and it was hard. No water. The first baby wash I ever did for Larry, my sister was out there to help me, and I wasn't going to have her doing them. And I did wash them by hand. And it was hard standing at the sink, washing those diapers and everything out by hand. And I took them out and hung them on the line, and a dirt storm came. And I, of course, you had little flannel nightgowns, and boy, the dirt stuck to that flannel-like glue. It was kind of an unhappy day. I don't think so, but I sure wanted to. I'm not the crying, like I say, I'm not the crying type, but I didn't ever cry at shows or anything. I found out at an early age you cry and your face got all flossy and awful. And I think I learned not to.
Really?
I cried for a year when my husband died. But I don't cry easily.
Uh-huh.
I more have cry when I'm happy.
Oh.
I cried when my daughter was born. I'd had the two boys, and I just knew I was going to have to learn to hunt and fish, you know, and I just knew she was another boy, and she was born. I was back in my room, and I was crying, and Alan, you still heard, what's the matter, you know, and I'm just so happy, because I did want a girl. And then she wanted a sister, and when she blew out the candles on her cake every year, that's what she wished for. I didn't know it, but her brothers knew it. And when she was 18, she quit wishing for it. But then I did have Jay, and I said, well, at least she knew her mother tried.
So how many years between Gail and Jay?
Five.
Yeah, well, my kids are 16 years. I have two daughters, and they're 16.
That's fun though too, isn't it?
Well, it has been. It's been great. Yeah. So, I had two only kids, basically. Both kids were in the house together for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that has Well, I had Larry and Dennis, and then she had one, and then I had Gail, and then she had a daughter. And her fourth one, her oldest boy, I think, was a senior in high school. And so, and she was, said, well, they enjoyed Pam so much, it made them wonder why they didn't think of it, the idea, get the idea themselves. And they have really enjoyed it, but now they're my age and she has health problems. And here's Pam. Pam has five little kids, and the youngest one just a year old.
Oh, really?
And it's, well, the oldest one is about 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. But they're, she's said she's too old. Me and the grandmother to those, well, one's a year old, the other one might only be 2 years older than that. And,
it's hard.
Well, they keep you busy.
Yes, they move around a lot. Just
you
have to check the time. You know, I'm
going
to have to
go. Well, whatever, but I don't know what I... I did go to Ackerman School, though.
Oh, you did?
And I was a first grader. It was in 1929 when they built the... they were ready to... go, and I was a first grader, and Daddy got transferred to Huntington.
Oh.
And we were there 1 year, and then he was transferred back. So I went to Ackerman from the second grade on, and then my kids all went to Ackerman.
Oh,
I was crushed when they closed. But that was an experience.
That would be different.
That first year... see, the Ackerman students were downstairs in the administration building. The college was upstairs. They only had the one building. But, and some people looked down on kids that went to Ackerman. You know, one even thought that they were retarded. But for PE, we had the college instructor. For art, music, we had the college instructor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And
what
I...
did they look down on?
Well, they... I don't know. They probably the student teachers. I think they thought, well, why have these students, you know, teaching kids? But they, at first, of course, there weren't very many student teachers. I don't know if we just had one in their term or whatever it was. But they had this other teacher over them.
Yeah.
And I always felt like when you've got especially little first graders and everybody needs help at once, man, those student teachers would be a godsend. And you have groups of reading, advanced reading, the new ones and the slower ones, and they all had a teacher.
Right.
And they, I thought they got more individual help. People that didn't go there didn't know that and couldn't figure it out, I guess.
I hope people are complaining about there's a whole thing on education here we'll talk about next time. Can I come like about the same time next week?
On Monday, huh?
Oh, okay.
But today's Tuesday. Now, I'm not going to do juice today. My Wednesday gal, I'm in charge of the juice thing, my Wednesday gal wanted to trade me because she's going somewhere tomorrow, but so I just assumed it wasn't Tuesday. Could you come Monday?
Monday would be better. I have an appointment to get my oil changed Monday at 9, so I'll come after that. Well, I don't know how long it'll take.
Let me come get you while I'm changing your oil.
That
it doesn't take that long, huh?
I'm doing it at the Ford place. I don't usually do it. Usually I do it at one of those quick loop things. But I got a certificate for, you know, a coupon.
Oh.
So I'm going to do it. So I don't know how long it will take. Okay. We're going. Okay. This is June 3rd. Monday morning.
All ready.
Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Okay, so we were talking about the hospital, I remember. And how you know, I'm not sure that got on there either, about how different it was for when you were having babies as it is now.
Yeah, well, when I first started doing juice, 27 years ago, I think, but now, there were probably 60, 70 patients in the hospital, and sometimes they had no room for them, and they were in the hall. And that took a long time to do juice.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know, 20 or 30 people up there on the med-surg floor, uh-huh. And then I go down to the TCU floor, the first floor, and there's not too many people there. A lot of the times, depending.
And the hospital's a lot bigger than it was, isn't it?
Oh, it's just set out wing after wing after
yeah.
wing, it seems to me.
So one of the reasons it was crowded is because it was smaller.
Well, no. I think the reason it was crowded, they may have less rooms now than they did. I don't know, but they didn't stay in the hospital. I mean, they stayed longer.
Yeah.
My husband had a hernia surgery, and they kept him 3 days, and they would have kept him longer if he'd had insurance.
Oh, is that right?
And so now they do hernias and send him home that day.
Yeah, that's what happened to my husband. He had a hernia.
Did he get along all right?
Yeah, he got along all right. Yeah. They put that plastic mesh stuff in his
mouth
to hold your... Yeah, they probably didn't do it then.
They didn't do it then. But I think that's the biggest difference is, not keeping them very long.
So tell me about when you...